It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on a hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
The A's are back home, and it's absolutely wonderful. They're taking on the Kansas City Royals for three, starting tonight at 6:40, right here on A's Cast. Billy Beane, not A's Billy Beane, but former player Billy Beane. We did an interview with him years ago, and on Pride Night, we're going to bust it back out for you because it was fantastic. He's coming up next, but Vince Catronio joins us here, just back from that long flight from the East Coast. But Vince, that long flight, always better after a win.
Absolutely, Towny, and the way the A's won that game is a way they have not won lately. Low scoring, one run game, especially holding on late. The bullpen's had their issues. Both Zach Jackson and Danny Jimenez, guys that they're asking to use the fastball a little bit more. I think both were able to do that. I think also something that happened to that game, which is important because we've got so many new players kind of coming and going through this roster. The error that led to the two runs by Jonah Bride. Kind of a his first oh-no moment in the big leagues. And then the very next ball was hit to him, and he made the play. So a chance for him to exhale a little bit. I thought that was a positive that happened for the Athletics. And certainly good to get the win and get home. And, you know, as you know, the A's played in three cities, Towny, and I worked with three different partners. I'm working with another new partner tonight. So I had to introduce myself. It's a guy named Ken Korak. So I'm working with him tonight. I think I'm working with him for the entire series, and we'll see how it goes moving forward.
Didn't he used to be in Las Vegas?
Many, many, many years ago. Yes, he did. Glad to have Ken back, and things are back as they usually are here, and we're going to try to do the best we can with the A's and the Royals.
Well, you got two teams that are struggling, but you got two teams that look really different because the Kansas City Royals are definitely a young ball club.
They're very young, and they've got some players that are their future, and their future is in right in front of them now. That's the 22-year-old Bobby Witt Jr., who was the number one prospect in baseball coming into this year. And also they've got the young catcher/DH outfielder now, MJ Melendez, playing for them. And they're trying to have success, minus another season without Adalberto Mondesi. He continues to get hurt, missing a lot of time. He's not around, so they're moving guys around and anxious to see both of those players perform for Kansas City. They've still got the young pitching staff they're trying to see come together. We thought we were going to see the veteran Zach Greinke maybe this weekend, but he's still slowed by the flexor strain. He's going to make one more start at least at AAA Omaha, so maybe we will see him when the A's on the next road trip go out to a Kauffman Stadium.
You know what? I am going to get a little giddy. I'm really enjoying Christian Bethencourt right now, and just to see him get an opportunity, seize the moment, how much are you enjoying it?
Well, he's a wonderful guy to talk to, first of all. Before any of this stuff happened, he was a guy that was certainly open about his career and the things that happened to him as a pitcher with the Padres and going to Korea and playing for the Dinos and then coming back to the United States and why he signed with the Athletics. I know Ken talked about this often, that felt like the powder keg was ready to explode. And the A's players had talked time and time again. Tommy Everidge had talked time and time again about, this guy is putting on quite a show during batting practice, and at some point it's going to translate into games. And it was quite a coming out party, especially in Cleveland, where he hit two. He could have hit four home runs there had it not been for the 19-foot-high wall and left. And just seeing the ball explode off his bat. He's a 30-year-old veteran now that maybe will be able to provide somewhat of a threat for the A's in the middle of their lineup, which is something they are thirsting to find with some consistency. And and have somebody that can actually drive the ball. And he understands that first base is not his position. He simply says, my job is to catch the ball. He's DHing tonight. He was the catcher yesterday for the A's, but he's doing whatever is necessary. He's a great influence in the clubhouse, and really happy to see the progress and the success that he's having.
Great stuff, and good to have you back home.
Thank you, buddy.
Vince Catronio, going to have the call tonight for you. Up next, Billy Beane, former big league player, not our Billy Beane, a different Billy Beane will join us next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
This is A's Total Access.
Billy Beane, former outfielder, not Oakland A's Billy Beane, but the other Billy Beane who played for the Tigers, the Dodgers, the Padres, now an ambassador for Major League Baseball. Openly gay Major League player, current or former. He was the first current and former Major League Baseball player to come out. He was on A's Cast Live. We wanted to replay since it's Pride Night. And he's very special to our game. Here is the other great Billy Beane talking about how he met our Billy Beane with the Oakland A's. You and Billy Beane have crossed paths before.
Yes, many times. First of all, Chris, thank you for having me. I appreciate a minute to spend with you. Billy Beane and I have known each other since, 1987 or 88. And we're teammates on the Toledo Mud Hens. When we were both still playing, and not only has he been a great, inspiration to me with all the accomplishments that he's made for us and for himself in the game, but we were great friends then. He's always lent an ear, bouncing ideas off him, and he's a busy guy, but his support of my work is very influential across the league, and I have great appreciation for that.
Well, tonight is Pride Night, and we're naming it now after Glenn Burke, the first openly gay Major League Baseball player, Oakland native, A's alum. When you look back, would you do it differently? Would you come out as a player, or do you still feel that you couldn't have done that back when you were playing?
Well, it's a tough question because we live in a different world now, right? The generation, the messaging, the support. I mean, if I would have seen the amount of support that baseball is consistently putting out there, or if Glenn had, it would have changed his career. You know, Glenn was so far in front of his time. And Glenn was raised in a very, very supportive, tight-knit, close-knit, loving family. And he was not taught to think that his sexual orientation was anything to be concerned about. And so he was wired much differently than me, where he had no reservation if someone was going to confront him in that space to stand up for himself. And I admire, and I mean, I wish that I had been had raised in that situation. I grew up in a much different environment, a military household, the oldest of five boys, very Catholic, conservative. And I did not have a strong self-esteem where it came to me. But if I had at that time as a player, or if I was still playing, and the things I know now, I would love to champion that message and conversation, because I've been impacted by people who have fought for much more serious things, like the HIV medication, acknowledgement at the federal level that the disease even exists, employment equality in the workplace, the ability to fight and defend your country in the military, the ability to marry the person that you love. So off the shoulders and backs of those warriors, I would absolutely step up and because I would know that my team would support me. We have incredible, you know, leadership with field managers now. I talk to all of them, and they're just in our, even our players. Mark Kanya just the other day, you know, was quoted saying how, you know, on the Oakland A's, how he would, you know, be the first in line to support a teammate. You know, it's just all about, are you a guy in the clubhouse that's going to go to battle with your brothers 162 times a year, you know, post up. And I think that we have finally eliminated the stereotypes that a gay man can't do that. You know, we've seen enough examples. There weren't any role models for me to fall back upon. And so I just dwelled solely on the things that made me different from my teammates and my family, not the things that we had in common. And, you know, my former teammates have taught me a lot as well about, it's just about, you know, you don't get to the big leagues unless you're anything but a baseball player. There's no time. There's no time. I'm sorry. You got to be really good. So, you know, and the beauty of that is that the guys in the clubhouse all know how hard it is to get there. You can't buy it. It's not a favor. You know, it's, and so I think there, we are all evolving in a way that is smarter, more accepting. You know, if you're not good enough, you'll be gone, right? There, it doesn't take long for a player to play his way out of the big leagues. So I think that would all take care of itself. And if, and to, you know, it's a long answer, but to answer your question, if I was who I am now, I was playing in this generation, I wouldn't hesitate. But it is a huge consideration. There's so many factors, and your ability to, you know, communicate all the things that athletes and players have to go through to stay in the big leagues, be healthy. You know, your front office leadership has to, you know, decide if you fit into, you know, the composition of the club. You know, these are the things that go through a player's mind. All we did coming up to the minors was see players get eliminated. And, you know, you, like I said, you're baseball first. So you want, and most of the players in the big leagues now are in their early 20s. And how many of us were fully evolved emotionally in our early 20s? You know, it's a lot to ask of someone to play world-class level baseball against world-class level players. And so my job and the message that I want people to hear from me is that we have to continue to work to create a culture where everyone, regardless of your sexual orientation or your gender identity expression, your race, what language you speak, you know, if you're the best and most qualified player to be on the team or a person to work in baseball, then we need to create an environment and continue to cultivate an environment where everyone feels welcome for that opportunity. That's the only way we can be the very best we can be.
He's such a good guy and a great resource for baseball. Jessica Kleinschmidt next, right here on A's Total Access.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for quality gifts and personalized services. Gifts range from American-made and handcrafted cowboy boots to durable suede jackets, iconic Western shirts, and heavy-duty jeans. We provide same-day gift delivery with gift wrapping and a card included. And when you visit us in store, our team of experts can help guide you as you shop. Boot Barn for Father's Day. Unwrap the West.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Well, good afternoon, Jessica. How are you? You've been working hard today.
Wait a minute, hold on.
When I get back.
There you go.
Into every, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah, no, it kind of feels like when the guys are on the road and they come back, I have to, like, get all my stuff together. I forgot my charger at home. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, we actually have to, like, dress.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, I had to put a dress on, put makeup on, all the things.
Yeah.
And usually I'm doing my podcast and my hair is, like, to the side and, like, glasses are on. So you get, like, good-looking Jess today.
Well, we're lucky. What does good-looking Jess have for us today?
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you. You guys just talked to Paul Blackburn. I didn't listen to the interview, but I was curious, because he's about to be an all-star, what are your thoughts on the fact that, like, do you think he carries himself well and he's ready for that, or what all the attention he might be giving because he's not really used to all of it? How is he going to handle it if he does get selected?
All right. I didn't want to bring it up in the interview because I didn't want to jinx it.
Uh-huh.
But if there's anybody, if you listen to him mentally, where he's at and what he's been through, his struggle, his journey, I think he would be ready for it. Like, he is kind of like, I'm not afraid of anything after what I've been through. Like, he talked about being DFA today, saying, I was fired, but they kept me here. But so when you have that mentality, like, I've been to the bottom, I don't think he's afraid of the top.
So, like Liam Hendricks almost.
Very similar.
Yeah.
The confidence is definitely there.
Not as much cussing, but.
Yes. Far different a personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see how Paul Blackburn, like, a nod to going to L.A. at Dodger Stadium for the All-Star game wouldn't freak him out.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this to you earlier. Between these two teams going up against each other, I think it's a big test for both teams. They are struggling. They're at the bottom of all the rankings in the overview. And I think the A's could do really well against Daniel Lynch. If you look at some of his past numbers, the last loss that Lynch did suffer, 6-4 against the Baltimore Orioles, and that was a loss, I believe. No, that was a win. But he did have to go up against, you know, Cedric Mullins, Jorge Mateo, Richie Martin, Tyler Nevin. And it was an interesting outing. But the thing that I was curious about is when it comes to these types of teams, and they're going to be going up against each other, we know the numbers are certainly there or not there, if you will. And I think this is a bigger test for both teams as it would be against going up against the Boston Red Sox or a team like the Yankees, if you will, or any type of team like that.
Well, a reality for the A's is they really have to look themselves in the mirror and start winning games at home, because right now they're on a historic bad pace for winning percentage all time at home, and you don't want to be a part of that. And at some point, it gets a little embarrassing when you don't win at home.
But I will say, I feel like the long ball is going to help the guys a lot in this outing, because when it comes to Lynch, he's allowed 5 home runs in his last 3 starts after allowing just 1 home run in the previous 7. And we know how Bethancourt's heating up. I mentioned to you the power that Pinder has, the power that Seth Brown has. Hopefully Pache can come in hot. I think I just want him to hit the ball, all of that. So this actually could be a really interesting matchup, but we also know that numbers tend to lie to you sometimes. They're not always going to be up to par.
I think Bethancourt is a great story. You know, what he's been through in his career, we were just talking to Vince about it. Earlier, we talked to Mark Kotze about that. You're going to hear that on Sunday if you didn't hear it today on A's Cast Live. It's just it's a phenomenal story. Jonah Bride can be there too right now. Is, you know, there's only so many times in your life, there's only so many times in your career you're given that opportunity, and you have to seize it and you have to make the most of it. And right now, Christian Bethancourt is doing it to where Mark Kotze has to have him in the lineup every day.
I agree. And, you know, I was thinking about on the flip side, the Royals, of course, have the guy like Salvador Perez, who loves winning, and he's a veteran and just hits the, you know, what out of the ball, very much a home run hitter. What do you think he's going through over there?
He's going through the, do I want to stay here and do this for the rest of my career? But I do, because at some point the Royals are going to get a new stadium and I want to be a statue guy. And he has to think, or he's going to have a possibility to go into the Hall of Fame. And it's that a lot of players go through that, where they stay with one organization their entire career. You're not going to win every single, you're not Derek, you know, Derek Jeter is not a normal career. Most guys will have the good, the bad. George Brett went through it in his career with the Royals. So do you want to be with that team your entire career and be known as a Royal, and where you are as a veteran guy to end that way, to go out with the roses and everything? Or do you want to chase one more championship?
I feel like he would be humbled to do either one. I kind of love that idea. And then I forgot, Daniel Mengden's over there as well. Former A's guy. I totally spaced, and I saw him on the roster. I realized, I think he just got promoted recently. So I'm glad he found a home.
But everything good for you?
Everything's great for me. Just hanging in there. I'm just glad that the sun's out, even though it's actually freezing. But everything else is clearing it, looking up roses, if you will. And it's Pride Night, and we're happy about that. Did you see my nails? Put a little rainbow on there.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
I went all out for you, Tony.
See, I'm just wearing A's gear.
Yeah.
I'm just wearing A's gear.
This is just I was going to wear like rainbow earrings, but one of them broke, so it just kind of threw me off.
How about score some runs for Frankie Montas and help a brother out?
I think that's what the ultimate goal is. And, you know, Ramon Laureano is actually hot right now, too. We didn't talk about that. And I think once you get some run support, which Montas has been desperate for the entire season, I think we can have a good outing.
Yeah, when you're 0-4 and with a 2.2 ERA in your last 7 starts, I mean, it's like, come on.
If you're a betting person, I say put money on Laureano. Batting .303 with 2 home runs and 7 RBI over his last 19 games. He was hitting .167 with 1 RBI in his previous 16 contests.
Well, I got to tell you, this homestand's key. Got to get some wins and get that winning percentage.
Well, we have to, and then we got to host the Mariners, and we don't know how to beat them. So we got to have some sort of confidence heading into that series as well.
Great stuff. Enjoy tonight.
Thanks, Tony.
Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Up next, Where Are They Now with Brandon Moss. Oh, this will be a good one. Vince Catronia will have it for you right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Ah,
hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
This week at Macy's, give love, give style with an extra 25% off gifts for Father's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Or shop specials like 25% off designer underwear, undershirts, and socks. Polos from Club Room, Alfani, and more, $14.99 to $24. And a rugged Esquire bracelet for $24.99 with a qualifying purchase. Going on now at Macy's. Shop on the Macy's app to score deals, track savings, and mark your faves. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
This is A's Total Access.
Brandon Moss played 11 seasons in the majors for 7 different teams. His first major league home run was off of the A's Houston Street in Japan in 2008. But his 3 years with the A's pushed him into a position to be a significant contributor to the team's return to postseason play. On this episode of Where Are They Now, Brandon takes us back to 2012 and what that season was like from the inside.
I can't remember a time ever at any level of baseball where I felt as good about a team and how we were playing every single night. Like when we would lose a game, you almost knew that we were going to come back and win the game the next day just because. And I don't want to say it was this belief that we were saying it in the clubhouse. It was just this energy that we had. We were so young. And, like, you know, the older guys that we had were like Balfour and Coco and those guys. And those guys always play with a chip on their shoulder. You know, they don't – they're not guys that just show up to get their work in. They show up with a chip on their shoulder and they play their hearts out. So, you know, even your older guys after a loss are showing up and they're coming back and they're like, hey, let's get after it. So it was just it's like you said, I mean, you can't put a finger on what it was that made it such a special group, but, I mean, it was almost from the beginning, like, you're looking around and you're like, man, we have a good team. And then, sure enough, like, Brandon Inge came up, and he was such a high-energy guy, and he made some awesome plays. And then Donaldson kind of going down to AAA and figuring out some things with the leg kick and then coming back, and we all know what kind of player he is, the edge he plays with. It was just a lot of edgy guys with something to prove. And I think when you're young, or when you're maybe not quite that young and you're still trying to prove something, you play with an edge that maybe you don't get from a lot of teams that have, like, guys that are more veteran guys that are established, because they're kind of like, all right, I know I'm going to be good, I know I'm going to play well, you know, we'll just let the season kind of trudge along. Whereas us, like, there was a sense of urgency to it.
The A's sped through the second half of that season, going 51-25 with one walk-off win after another. Down 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth on September 29th at home against Seattle, the A's rallied to tie the game in the ninth inning, setting up one of the franchise's most memorable swings one inning later.
I remember coming up to bat, and I mean, we had runners at first and second, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, all you got to do is get a base hit. And I was trying to just, I had faced him earlier in that series, and he threw hard. He threw like upper 90s, but for some reason early in that series he was throwing pitches to just try to get ahead at like 92 or 93 miles an hour, and I, which is still hard, but it wasn't the 97 and 98 that he had later in the at bat. And so the whole way up to the plate, I think there were two outs when I hit it, but I was, you know, so you get the at bat and you're like, okay, like, am I going to go up there and be aggressive from the first pitch? I faced him twice and he grooved me a fastball twice, and I popped them both up. I was like, I'm going to jump on this first pitch heater. And sure enough, he threw that first pitch heater. I mean, you don't go up to the plate ever. I don't think I ever, and if I did, I never did it. Went to the plate thinking I was going to hit a walk-off home run. I was just, you know, trying to drive something, and you knew that if you got the right pitch, you got the barrel to it, that it was going to go. But all I was going for every single at bat was a good result. You know what I mean? Whether it's from the first pitch on or if I have to work a count, and I kind of let the at bat play out. You know, you go up there with a plan and an approach. And then as the at-bat plays out, you kind of shift it and you kind of change your approach here and there by the way you're getting pitched and you do these things. But that at-bat, for some reason, I was like, I'm just going to jump on this first pitch. I know he's going to groove me a heater. And he did. I mean, he couldn't have thrown it more right down the middle. And he threw it at like 92, 93. And, you know, even to this day, when me and my sons are watching old videos and hitting, like, that's the one home run that my son will watch and be like, you pinned that. And I'm like, no, I did not. I did not pin that home run. But, I mean, I did kind of like, I don't know. It was one of those things where, like, I got the exact pitch I was looking for and I hit it exactly the way I wanted to. And, you know, you knew it was gone. It was a walk-off homer and you just wanted to enjoy it for a minute.
So Moss standing in, two on, one out of the 10th, the pitch. Swung on, driven, deep right field, way back there. Oakland is the walk-off capital of baseball. Brandon Moss, a three-run blow. The A's have done it again. Their 14th walk-off of the year. There is a mob scene waiting for Brandon Moss.
The following season, Moss had another chance to make his mark. On April 29th, 2013, the A's played on and on, tied through 9, 12, even 15 when both teams scored, 18, and then finally the 19th inning in the wee hours of the morning brought a close to that night of baseball.
This will give you a good example of how tired we all had to be. First pitch of the at-bat, I think, you know, I go up there and I'm like, all right, I think we had runners on first and second there too. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to sit on that changeup, and I'm going to try to pull it into right field for a base hit. He throws me that first pitch changeup, and I'm late. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm late on a changeup right now. I look up, and it's like 4 miles an hour. Holy crap, I'm late. So I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to look for a fastball. He throws me another changeup, and, I mean, I'm sitting fastball, and I get the barrel to it, and I'm like, and I hit it, and I was like, I had to be a fastball. And you're looking up as you're around the bases. I'm looking at the velo on the board, and it was like 84, 85, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, that's how tired we were. And then I think we were supposed to have a day game the next day, but it ended up getting pushed to like an afternoon or an evening game. And I remember we were facing Garrett Richards, and I was like, we're about to have to face 97. After playing 19 innings the night before, I was like, I just hope I get a hit. I just hope I get one hit. Let's try to get a win the hit in this game and see how it works out, because that was a long game. I think, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. Like, that game was insane.
And now the 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and drilled to right. Way back. Hamilton at the track. Leaping at the wall. Gone! After 6.5 hours in the bottom of the 19th inning, Brandon Moss has won it for the A's.
Where are they now with Brandon Moss? To hear the entire conversation, including his A's debut, the 2014 playoffs, and more, go to athletics.com/A'scast.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
If baby could talk, she'd say a lot. You'd know what she's thinking and what makes her happy. But unfortunately, baby can't talk or remind you. You're the one taking her to daycare today. And she won't speak up if you drive straight to work like any other day and never think to look in the backseat. Every year, dozens of kids die from heat stroke in cars. No one is perfect, so set a reminder and always look before you lock. Where's baby? Paid for by NHTSA.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall, and out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
It's time for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. All right. We've been positive all day, so we got to get this to turn around. The A's are on pace to lose 107 games. Haven't done that since 1979 when they lost 108. That's got to change. And their .233 home winning percentage is on pace for the lowest in modern MLB history since the start of 1900. It is one percentage point worse than the 1939 St. Louis Browns. Got to turn that around. And where and when does it start? It starts with Frankie Montas, and it starts tonight here at the Coliseum. Time now for the injury report, brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Here's Mark Kotze on Stephen Piscotty.
So as of now, with Stephen running the bases today, I have a day off tomorrow. He'll run the bases again on Sunday, go through baseball activity, and we'll sit down and talk about a rehab assignment for Steven, what length we're going to look at. But we're in hopes that he'll be out on a rehab assignment on Tuesday.
And here he is one more on Dalton Jeffries, who we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, you know, anytime you have surgery, a major surgery as a player, you know, you have to stay optimistic. You have to, you know, believe in the process, follow the timeline, and basically be diligent in just your rehab and how you go about your days. And, you know, it's not going to be an easy road, and we've talked about that. So, but you have to believe that when you get through this and you come out on the other side, you're going to be healthy and have another opportunity to, you know, get back to the major leagues and pitch here again.
Yeah, not easy. Coming up next, former A, John Mabry, now a coach with the Royals, joins us right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is A's Total Access.
Earlier today on A's Cast Live, John Mabry joined us, and we talked about being back in Oakland.
Just see all the people, you know, the clubhouse guys are the same, and you know, the folks around Clay's the same. Just seeing people that you saw when you were here and, you know, that kind of stuff. But obviously the team and players are different. But, you know, the guys that that are around the team are the same.
Well, you think we're in 2022. Look back 2002, the memory. I mean, we still play it all the time, and you know, they ended up writing a book about it, made some little movie about it.
Yep.
When you come here, do you think about that? Do you think about the win streak? Do you think about the team?
I think it was a fun summer for sure. Yeah, yeah. I didn't start out here. I got traded here from Philadelphia, and you know, they were, all I heard when I came here was how bad they were. And when we got here, from the minute I got here, from that time on, they won, and it was such a fun summer. It was just, it was cool. I do think about that. I do think about the guys. Really great group of guys. Fun bunch of guys. I always remember coming back late. Like, we came back late a lot, so they never quit. I remember that. The fans here, it was like a college football atmosphere when they're beating on the drums and blowing the horns and all that good stuff. So it was a great atmosphere to play in. So I remember that. And the streak, going through the streak, something you don't even do in Little League, you know, and win 20 in a row and that kind of thing. You don't even think about that kind of stuff. But it was a fun summer for sure.
You know, that's something we pride ourselves in around here with Oakland for so many years, is how the clubhouse has been. And you can't stress enough when you look back, and you can talk about as a player just how we have players even today that they'll leave and they'll contact us and go, man, it's just not the same with other teams. There's always been something special about that rickety old clubhouse. I don't know what it is. It just is what it is.
Yeah, they just let guys be guys, you know, and they don't regulate it a whole lot. And you know, you come out here, and I know last year we came here, and guys are out playing hacky sacks, and you know, and big floppy hats, and they're wearing flip flops out, and you know, they just let you be you, and you know, let the kind of the organic, natural, you know, fun happen, because this game is, you know, hard. It is stressful. But there's a time that you have to let people be people and kind of blow off some steam, and they did that a lot here, and which was fun as a player. It was cool to see, and it was cool to be a part of. So you just kind of, you got to get guys in their natural atmosphere and let them be them, and you never know what's going to happen. So it was cool.
We saw the Atlanta Braves finally lose today, the Chicago Cubs ending their 14-game winning streak. And you know, you start to hear people who either played for the Indians, or the Rockies had their great run at one point. When you're in a streak like that, do you feel unbeatable when you get to the ballpark? What is the feeling like every day?
The feeling is it's like continuous. You just, when you go home, you feel like you're right back here, and nothing is eating at you. There's nothing that's, you know, going bad. It's, everything is going well. Different guys are stepping up every day. A different individual has a big game, or a different pitcher comes out and throws a gem, you know, and you just kind of expect that. And, you know, I've played on some teams where you expect the other. And
yeah.
So yeah. You know, when you're in a streak like that, it's great to have that kind of expectation when you get to the ballpark that something good is going to happen tonight.
And it was amazing how many big hits Miguel Tejada had during that time, especially late in the streak.
100%. Yeah, yeah. He was him, Javi, all of them. You know, it's crazy. It's fun to watch. But it was a lot of different guys would come up big late. I mean, obviously, Miggy had the lion's share of it because, you know, he's the guy. But there was some other guys coming up with big hits as well through that streak that, you know, guys that you wouldn't expect. So it was fun to see.
And then the record game, you go up big, you got Tim Hudson on the mound, you're thinking this thing's an absolute no-brainer.
Yep.
And then, of course, the comeback, Hatterberg, and next you know, once again, they're making a movie about it, and it's up for an Oscar.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? But, yeah, that game, we're playing the Royals, actually, and go up 11-0 with Huddy on the mound, you think that one's over. You know, if you go up 4-0 with Huddy on the mound, you think it's over. So, you know, and I know a lot of it didn't get made about how good those three were. Those three starting pitchers, they were really good, you know, and Lytle and Harang on the back end of that were really, really good as well. So we felt like we could win. If we put up three or four runs, we felt like we're going to be in a game, you know. And so those guys, when you go up 11 like that, you think it's over. And then to have that thing come back and get tied, and then for Hatterberg to come out and, you know, pinch hit off their closer and win the game, it was crazy. It was a fun night.
Making history, no doubt about it. And obviously, what we have here tonight is something that's obviously different to the worst records in baseball. You know, what you guys are trying to build in Kansas City, kind of far different than just a pivot that's happened with this organization. On your guys' side, a lot of young players hoping for the future. Here we are mid-June. What do you try and stress as a coach to these players to help them grow, to get them better, because you're looking towards the future?
That's it, just experience. You know, they have to get it at this level, at this time, because you just can't tell them unless they experience it. You know, they're not going to go out and face, you know, a guy that's a Cy Young candidate and, you know, and stuff it, you know, how they attack and what they're trying to do and, you know, how important every play is, how important, you know, turning double plays are or making the play when it's supposed to, blocking a ball when you're supposed to. It's like winning baseball is tedious. You know, you have to do the little things right all the time. And, you know, when guys are younger, they have a tendency to kind of drift sometimes mentally or they have a tendency not to understand the importance of it, you know. But it's all important at this level. You can't get away with a whole lot to be a winning baseball club.
Ah, John Mabry. We'll play the entire interview on A's Cast. You go to athletics.com/A's Cast. The skipper and the voice next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line: their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's San Francisco area attorneys. 951 Mariners Island Boulevard, Suite 300, San Mateo, California, 94404.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
At the Coliseum, the A's back home after a long road trip, but coming off a win against the Red Sox at Fenway yesterday with Mark Kotze. And I guess after a long trip that we had its tough moments, pretty nice to finish up on a positive note.
Yeah, it was. You know, as I talk about this ball club's fight, you know, they come to prepare to win every day. And, you know, even though the success in the wins-loss column doesn't kind of represent maybe the effort level and the attitude and the fight, you know, I think as a group, if you've watched this team for 60-plus games we've played, there have been a few that we haven't had an opportunity to get back into, and no one's happy about that. But for the most part, we've been able to battle and get a winning or tying run up to the plate, regardless of the score.
It was a pretty good day for Bay Area teams in New England yesterday with you guys and also the Warriors, of course.
Yes, it was. You know, I think we rained on Boston's parade yesterday a little bit. It was great to get that started in the afternoon and to have the Warriors close it out in Boston in six was an awesome feeling. We were on a plane ride home and keeping track of the score throughout the flight, and there was a little bit of a good celebration for that W for the Warriors.
Paul Blackburn gets his sixth win, but Danny Jimenez finishes off the game. Akkad's going an inning and a third for your club. Now, you're close with Trevor Hoffman, and Danny's had his ups and downs in the last couple of weeks. Is the mental part of being a closer almost as important as the physical part?
You know, I think they go hand in hand for sure. You know, obviously Danny has the attributes to close games with his stuff, and I've been impressed with just his demeanor. He's an even-keeled kid. You know, he handled yesterday really well, coming in that eighth inning, getting a huge out for us there. And then in the ninth, he settled in and got three quick outs, and you know, that's impressive for a kid that's gone through some failure. But again, we're going to have that in our bullpen. They're young, they're inexperienced, they're learning on the go here at the major league level, and it's just good to see the bounce back for Danny.
Short memory, pretty big for a closer, right?
Yeah, you know, we talk about no rearview mirror, and that's a big statement here. You know, we've got to move forward and prepare to win each day, and that's part of that process.
What have you seen from Jonah Bride, who got his first two major league hits 2 days ago and his third hit yesterday?
Yeah, you know, Jonah takes a really good, solid at-bat. He puts himself in some hitters' counts, but yet when he gets two strikes, he battles and seems to have a knack for the barrel right now. So I've been impressed with Jonah's at-bats. You know, defensively, he's going to bounce between second and third. You know, we're going to work with him on a daily basis here to develop those skill sets and to improve on each position.
You know, it's only been 10 at-bats, so it's an extremely small sample size. No strikeouts, no walks, but he's put the ball in play every time. Does that tell you something about his bat-to-ball skills?
Yeah, it definitely does, and we've known that. You know, as a minor league player, he's been one of our best fastball hitters in our organization in terms of swing and miss in the zone. He's the best at it at like less than 10% or so. So we've known his ability to hit, and it's good to see it come to fruition here.
What can you tell us about the Kansas City Royals as the A's play the Royals for the first time this year?
Well, they've always been a fundamentally sound ball club. They do a lot of the fundamentals really well. They bunt, they hit and run, they steal bases. We're aware of the attributes of this club, and we're going to get prepared for them today.
All right, Townie, that's the skipper. We'll send things back down over to you.
Well, let's get her going. It's Friday Night Baseball. It's Pride Night. It's the A's. It's the Royals. Game one of the three-game set, and we'll talk to you after the ball game.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
This week at Macy's, give love, give style with an extra 25% off gifts for Father's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Or shop specials like 25% off designer underwear, undershirts, and socks. Polos from Club Room, Alfani, and more, $14.99 to $24. And a rugged Esquire bracelet for $24.99 with a qualifying purchase. Going on now at Macy's. Shop on the Macy's app to score deals, track savings, and mark your faves. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.